The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn
okay,
Show.
I believe we have begun.
Welcome
the Damon Hahn Show.
To
another episode
of
The Damon Hahn
Show.
E.
I was going to say Comedy Hour.
Episode.
Should we do this again?
Number.
Where's my
41.
Remember, mic should be away, bent away from the mouth.
Welcome again. The yes! show that was once gone is here again. It's back.
Well, here we are again, yes.
About a year later.
Together.
We've all grown a little.
Is it a year? More than a year?
Gained a few pounds.
Is it more than a year?
Lost a few pounds. More than 12 months.
We'll leave it up to you to figure out who's gained and who's lost.
It's a little challenge. Do the math.
Just make sure you have your scientific calculator.
Yes, episode 41. We are back because it is time to talk about the show. Time to talk about... Wait, is it time to talk about the show?
Yeah, that's... You know that the answer is yes.
Okay. It is time to talk about the show.
But let's start with something fun.
Okay.
Let's start, to ease the tension...
Yes.
...with a little thing I like to call...
Uh-huh.
Triple Threat. What's it called?
It's Triple Threat.
Triple Threat.
Wherein we decide on a topic beforehand, and then, we do a little bit of research about...
No, there's no research.
Well,
what? You had real facts?
There's some preparation.
This is all joke. You should have done no research.
It is all a joke.
Okay.
Thanks for ruining it.
Well, generally, it's ruined when you start with your list. Where we have a topic, and then we make three items for it. The goal being they're funny and causes the other person to laugh. And
this is, you know, this is like when a comedian explains the joke before he tells it.
To laugh.
And then it turns out it wasn't funny at all.
The question is, who goes first?
Okay,
let's let fate decide, or you're going to go first.
I was going to go first. Okay. But
I was going to have a random card draw.
Okay, so recently, it just passed the last Thursday or something, last Thursday or, no, Tuesday or Wednesday, it was the 100th anniversary of what, David?
Of Hiroshima.
The theory of relativity.
Oh, yeah.
Einstein's well-known theory that's the little engine that could prove itself over and over again and given us so much tasty, delicious physics. That we've all...
Do people know you have a physics degree?
People know. Some people know. I have I have a degree in the physique, as I like to say.
Thank God this is not a video.
I've not done much with my physics degree, but I do have one somewhere.
Do you have it on you?
Well, that remains to be seen.
So the topic is top three little-known facts about Einstein. So this is a great way... for you guys and gals listening to learn about Einstein, right?
It's a little bit of public education that we like to do from time to time.
We were joking earlier when we said that it was a comedy bit. This is just actual. It's called learning for fun, right? That was the original topic.
Learning for funnin'.
Yeah. So get ready to sit back, learn some fun facts about Albert F. Einstein. F made up.
All the facts are fun. My first one that I came across, I thought this was really interesting.
It's kind of a countdown, so this is your number three.
My number three.
Fakey five goes in like ascending order. But
okay, we'll go descending.
But triple threat goes descending.
So in decreasing order of threat? number three, little known fact about Einstein. Now, this is a it's a fun fact. Because it's hard to imagine it, but anyway.
We try to keep them fun.
Apparently, Mr.
Hold
Einstein...
Hold on, is it apparently or is it an actual fact?
It's an actual fact.
Okay.
That Albert Einstein was, you know, he came up with this, he spent, I don't know, I think it was like 10 years to come up with the theory of relativity, but it turns out he was also a pioneer in the street art of parkour.
I did know that. It was,
You know, you rarely get it from the photos,
TLC
but...
had a special about famous historical parkour experts.
Yeah.
He was among the list. It was him, Thomas Edison, you know, the whole Genghis Khan, everyone.
All the physics guys.
Mm-hmm.
All those dudes. Anyway, so yeah, that's
interesting.
A little something you can...
Well, when you... An equation pops in your head and you have to quickly get from the lab to the classroom. This was before, you know, segues and everything. And you had to make do with the environment of the...
Of the times, yeah.
Of the university.
It was a different different age.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so here's a little fact. Now, you know the E equals MC squared equation.
Yes.
I believe Einstein, is attributed to Einstein or something, or based on one of his equations or discoveries. But actually, this is an interesting fact, it's actually a misinterpreted food order. The E stood for Einstein, and the MC squared was a poorly written MCD, which is a simply request for his regular Big Mac combo at McDonald's.
Yes. Yeah, so. I can see that. How that would... Actually, that happens to me a lot. I'm in the
always write
line.
Out don't symbols and letters. Just write it out. That way, there'll be no ambiguity.
That's right. You never know when you're a little.
And he didn't get lunch that day, and he was in a bad mood for the rest of the day.
I hate it when that happens.
No.
Poor Mr. Einstein. Well, this is not really related to that, but this is another. I think it's a fun fact. It's definitely. Interesting. So apparently, as a child, he lost his right hand in a coffee-related accident. And
hold on, slow down.
Growing up,
he say that again.
He lost a hand.
Okay,
he lost
one of his two hands.
One of his two hands.
He lost it in a
coffee-related accident.
I did not know this.
It doesn't specify exactly how. I don't know if it's the grinding or the brewing.
Okay.
Or a combination of the two.
Like, was he working at a university?
I don't know. Okay. He may have been a barista.
Okay.
But apparently he's a bit of a handyman. He built his own mechanical replacement.
Wait, so there's more? That's already a fact, but this is...
No, this is just enriching the fact.
Oh, right, I'm surprised.
I'm giving
know that.
You the nut of the fact, and I'm adding a chocolatey layer around it. And here's the chocolate. He built a mechanical replacement claw. You know, he's a bit of a handyman.
Yeah, okay. Well, you need, obviously, to.
And he named it his Schweinstein. Now, why he would do that, I don't know, but...
Say that again?
Schweinstein, which
his
is...
Schweinstein.
Which I believe is German for two stone, literally translated. Or two cup? I don't know why.
First, he lost one of his hands, we don't know which one, in a coffee accident.
Yeah.
Then he got a replacement... Bionic claw, what'd you say?
Or mechanical claw. I don't think they've had that bionic.
And then
technology.
He named it Dry Spell. What was it?
Schweinstein. So Z-W-E-I.
Which of those is the most interesting fact?
I
know it's all builds up to one fact.
I think the name. Like, why would he name his claw?
Interesting. Along those lines, since it involved his appearance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very.
Did you know this? Because I did not know this.
Very unique appearance.
You know his famous mustache, right? Did you know that he grew out his mustache primarily to store extra pieces of chalk in?
Because,
when you're at the board,
yes,
writing out all the equations.
Yes, you never know when you have, you're like hit by inspiration.
Yeah.
And there's no chalk.
So, before he was very clean shaven, but after spending many years in front of the blackboard, he decided here's a handy way to have quick access.
It's true. It's true.
Like it's always there.
I feel like though every time he did his parkour, it would fall out. But I guess that's one of those issues
I think
he just had to live with.
I think he just loaded up before he went into the classroom.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So my number one little known fact, the most threatening fact that I found about Einstein, and this one,
I'm upset. You feel threatened.
There are three threats. This one is the one that I feel most threatened by. Apparently, and I don't know how accurate this is. I don't know if it's actually in the books.
Now, we try to do real facts, not conjecture, but like I did a lot of research on these first two.
Oh, I called around.
I checked a number of sources, and they all pointed to this to be fact.
Well, apparently, Einstein, this is, you know, people have character flaws, and they have, you know, everyone's different. Everyone's got their own boat that they want to float in.
Mm-hmm.
Einstein, it turns out, he does not care for salsa.
Hmm.
Turns out he doesn't like it.
I see.
He turns his nose up at it, in fact.
Really? Like he makes a kind of a, almost a rude gesture?
Well, I don't want to be accused of hearsay or anything, but he just doesn't like
salsa.
Oh, wait,
that was my number one fact. He was accused of hearsay, thanks for that one.
Yeah, that's, I just thought that was interesting. Like, who doesn't like salsa?
I'm not among those who do not like salsa.
So you do like salsa?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. How are you going to eat those chips?
Tough question. Tough. We ask tough questions on this podcast.
We don't shy away.
Okay, so this one's kind of salsa related.
Is it tomato based?
Okay, you know the famous photo of Einstein where he's sticking out his tongue?
I do.
That was actually shot for a generally unsuccessful advertising campaign created by Jewish housewives to promote cunnilingus. So it didn't really grab a lot of.
I will say that's an interesting fact. I don't know.
Did I say that right? Cunnilingus?
I'm pretty sure it's cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus. I spelled it wrong.
I think it's, there's a lingus in there.
There's a lingus?
Cunning lingus?
No, that's the joke version.
Oh.
Cunnilingus.
Cunning linguist?
What do you do?
I usually say, not tonight.
Did I just make, okay, so.
I don't know.
Okay,
it's a word that's so,
it was not in the dictionary, said. Like in Google's dictionary for some reason.
Maybe we both dreamt it.
But you appreciate the humor, the attempted humor in that, right?
Oh, I understand that Einstein would not be a great poster boy for.
Created by Jewish housewives, wasn't that a good?
Yes.
Okay.
That was our triple threat.
Threats in one.
Should we get back to the show?
This has been the show the whole time, actually.
Oh. Welcome.
I don't understand what the hell is going on here.
You always talk about the graphs and the charts?
Because it's totally different. There's a new version of GarageBand. I don't know how long we've been.
Well,
like, it's in.
Okay, we've been offline for 27 years.
It's in like.
GarageBand has gone through 80 versions.
It's measured in leagues or something. I don't understand.
It's like, now metric.
We're at 390.
Okay.
And it's more than seconds. I don't. This is some sort of new unit they invent. Like, Apple always have to invent their new
thing.
Well,
it's probably some hipster unit. Like,
there's a new time unit.
Lemonade.
Okay, why don't you start counting seconds from.
What?
Now, go.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, Mississippi.
Okay, it's only 1 and 7 and 1 3/4 of. Okay, so we don't know how long this one's going to be.
Okay, well.
I don't understand. I swear Apple made a new unit.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Hold on. Should we pause for a second?
Why must you fiddle with the faddle?
I want to just know how we're doing on time. We don't want this to be 6 minutes. We don't want it to be 7 hours.
We'll sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks. You'll be Alvin.
We're in beats. We're being
measured
in beats.
I'll be the nerd.
Oh, hold on. What's this?
I'll be the nerd and the chubby one.
I'm going to click this. It says click.
Don't do it.
Count in. Oh, we had to count in.
Okay.
Should we pause this while we just sort this out, or just keep going? What's your suggestion?
I prefer...
We're in C major. Is that a concern?
Well, if you're so hot to trot...
Why don't you just take a look at the screen? Like, do you notice how long we've been going?
Okay. I don't know what any of these bars are... We're, like, in a different time zone than this...
We just cured some disease, according to that one chart.
Wait, maybe it's taking our heart rates.
Oh, that was lame. Okay, we'll just keep going, obviously. Or should we pause and figure it out? Okay, let's have a vote. Let's ask our audience.
Okay. Those of you who would like us to pause...
Say aye.
Say aye.
Okay.
That guy, he opened his mouth, but I don't think any sound came out. And then those of you who want us to continue, say nay. Okay? The ayes have it.
Okay. So we're pausing?
We're pausing.
There is no pause. There's only stop.
Okay.
So we're going to keep going.
Okay.
I don't understand.
This is a one-time recording, and it will never end.
Well, we have a lot to learn about the new version of GarageBand. Okay, so let's talk about the podcast.
Fakey podcast.
So if someone, like a historian or a newspaper interviewer or a homeless hobo were to ask you, why haven't you done a podcast in over a year? What would you tell them?
Well, there are a lot of reasons, but mostly because we haven't really got our shit together in terms of how to make the podcast better, and we've just been kind of lazy.
Or was it because I said I didn't want to do anymore in its current format?
Yes, there's that.
Wouldn't that be the predominant reason?
Well, you do need two to make a podcast. Wait, do you?
No.
Oh. What?
Look at George Harab.
I prefer not to.
Ouch.
Yee.
Shots fired. Ugh. Well, you didn't have to because you didn't go to TAM.
Neither did you. Did you go to TAM?
Yes, I went to TAM.
Oh.
It was TAM-erific.
Why don't you tell us about TAM in this little bibble babble sideways manner?
Well, you know, you're familiar with the complaint I and you have. It's not designed for people who...
Okay, but first of all, this TAM was downtown Vegas rather than the South Point, right?
No.
What?
It was on the...
Wasn't on the Strip?
South end of the Strip. Downtown is way north.
Okay, not...
From the Strip.
I should have said downtown. Yeah. I should have said the Strip, as people know Vegas.
Yes, it was on the south end of the Strip. At the Tropicana
Stop
Hotel,
saying the Strip.
Casino, and garage, parking garage. So for a guy who loves Vegas, it was great to be on the old Strip. Okay. Especially since I often stay right in that area on the Excalibur next door hotel I usually stay at. So it was great for a poker-playing fool like me.
Okay, sounds like a good time.
But anyways, as I was saying, the complaint I've always had is that most people all know each other from whatever.
Various skeptics groups.
Yeah, and they all just hang out and chat together. And then there's the weirdo, often international...
Weirdos.
Single or paired up, but don't know anyone else. People who never really fit in.
I wouldn't say weirdos, but certainly introverts.
Well, we prove weirdos, or I do. Is my mic on?
Hello?
Testing? Okay. Why is everything...
Well, you moved your mic so far away from your mouth.
Where's my mouth? Like... Oh, this is fine. Where is it? Okay. Not my mouth. The mic. Is this on top of the thing? Okay, hold on. So there's no, like, events, like, that kind of introduce people together.
There's not a lot of social mixers.
There's social things, but they're not...
They're not
mixing. It needs more of that, I think. Because in 1 year, all the...
You want speed dating and...
No. I want Car Trek audiences arranged, pre-arranged. I think that's beneficial, because then, like, that year, and then the next year, you know all the people you met from that thing last year, and then it just keeps growing into a growing community of fun and folks and food. Sponsored by McDonald's.
Yes, that's our... Because it's, like, all these nerdy talks and interesting content. Like, TAM generally has fun, interesting content with the Million Dollar Challenge at the finale... Some magic shows, Penn's Night.
There wasn't any of that this year.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry.
Penn was in New York on Broadway doing a show.
Okay.
His show on Broadway, I guess. Anyways, but we're okay. Yeah. So, and the point is, Han didn't go to TAM. Thank you.
I didn't go to TAM this year.
Are you going next year? That's it. No, actually, will there be a TAM next year? Is the actual question. I don't know. It seemed like I heard an interview with James Randi on something recently, like in October, and it's now December. What? And
30 days left.
He's saying like he's implying like, oh, there'll be another TAM, but the jury's not out on that. I wouldn't be surprised. It may be the skips a year or something, but TAM. Was it the well future of TAM is uncertain.
Was it not well attended? What makes it uncertain?
Well, James Randi like has left it kind of, and DJ Grothy have left it, and then they put out a mission statement in September saying they're focusing on different things. Did you get all that?
Yes.
Okay. So for that reason. Also, we're almost at the end of the year. Normally, it's mentioned, I think. Is it mentioned before the beginning of the year? Whatever.
There's usually a little bit of hubbub.
But what is going on next year is
Nexus.
And are we going to that?
Yes, probably.
Why'd you say probably?
It's a safe bet to say we're going.
Why wouldn't you just say yes?
Well, I don't want to lie. I want to be deemed a liar later.
Why would you be a liar?
Because what if unforeseen circumstances?
Tomorrow?
Am I going to work tomorrow?
Yeah.
Probably. You're trying to catch me in a lie.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, yeah, you can't be 100% certain of what will happen after the next few seconds, but you can generally say, this is why we haven't done an episode.
Well, okay, what do you want to say about Nexus?
Well, I hope we're going to it.
Okay, yeah, me too.
Especially since we're going to become intimate friends with the Rogues very soon.
What, are we mentioning that in the show here? We're going to Connecticut to
we're
see Star Wars.
We're going to Connecticut.
It doesn't feel real, but...
Connecticut?
Yes, it's called Connecticut.
It's a network of hairstylists.
E-hairstylists. And
oh, wait, maybe they're laser eye surgeons. Eye cut, get it?
Connect eye cut.
Did we start this or
no?
We're already at 668 beats per minute. Wait, maybe that's what it is. Wait, what's a beat? Divide that by 4.
What?
Are we at 126 hours? Minutes? There's a new unit, okay? And this is not covered in the news. A new time unit Apple invented, and nobody cares. Except for me, somehow.
Anyway, come for the new Star Wars premiere, David and I will be traveling to the sunny state of Connecticut to hang with the Rogues of the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe.
And we'll be dressing up.
Yes, don't be just dressing up.
Assuming Jay gets better. I hope he does. I'm praying for Jay.
Turns out that...
Get it? Praying for Jay? Come on. No?
Praying for Jay?
To get better.
Okay.
It's a joke, because we don't believe in prayer.
Great, okay, but they might appreciate the sentiment.
My thoughts and hearts are with Jay. Does any animal have multiple hearts? I know there's multiple stomachs. I think we have multiple lungs. I'm not sure.
This will be by far our most expensive venture.
Yes.
We've ever put money up for.
I will have to retire 14 years later because of this.
It's an expensive time because it's the holiday season. Why is Star Wars coming out right before Christmas? It's like a present to nobody's wallet.
Except for big theater.
Yeah, you the know, theaters are going to
like
be
an
big.
IMAX theater.
Yeah, so that's coming up in a couple weeks.
So why have we done the podcast?
Why have we done the podcast? We are looking for energy.
I did not think this thing you're listening to now was really worth it to make it a serious podcast, to make it popular, to whatever. I thought that if we want to go completely silly, we should make it completely silly. Maybe that's what we should do. Like, we had some great... I thought our first little bit was almost like a poem. We really got into the character. I thought that was good.
Talking about Einstein?
Yeah. If we did more, like, maybe that's what we should be doing.
Just crazy, off-the-cuff funsies?
Yeah, kind of, like, all fun. Like, no, like, let's talk serious. Let's have a serious topic. Let's just do silly. Like,
but people want to hear the serious stuff, too. They want to hear us bicker and banter.
But that's silly. What do you mean? So, okay, that's another that's arguing and bickering. That's another, like... I don't like just the triple combination of silly, bickering, and then serious, skeptical.
Whatever. Why? Why can't we have it all? That's
because
exactly,
we suck at all of them.
That's exactly
look,
our character.
Look, your watch just wasted battery again.
that's our bread and butter and peanut butter.
We have nothing. We have no one noticed. This is what you say. No one noticed
every episode.
We were gone for 13 months.
People have noticed.
David Habinski has never asked for where's the next episode. Oh, wait. We're supposed to give names?
It's a vicious cycle. You can't have content. You're like saying,
listen,
I don't want to make content
who
if there's
regularly
no audience.
Listened,
but you can't have an audience if there's no content.
Anyone who regularly listened and cared about the show would have complained that there wasn't one. I didn't hear any complaints. Now, you're about to make up.
It also doesn't help that there's no channel for them to reach us other than email. And that one lady, I forget her name now, she emailed us a bunch of times, and you ridiculed her, and now she does. I don't blame her for not wanting to contact us.
I did not ridicule her. I celebrated her. I celebrated all over her.
By revealing her anonymity. What?
There, I said my piece. So, I'd like to change the format. I'd like to...
I agree. Let's make a new website. Let's make a new format. Let's add some pizzazz.
But also, like...
Moxie.
I don't want to do it all for nothing, too. Like, we can just dick around. We don't need to officially record our arguments, of which there are many almost
every
day. It's
free entertainment for us and the people who happen to catch
it. Well, if it's for people, I want to make it better quality, more planned. Even though I hate doing any research. Anyway, so we're in negotiations of a... new ideas, transition period. That's why. Basically, I told Honda to go to hell. We didn't talk for 6 months. That's an exaggeration. It was more like 6 weeks? 6 months.
All had our stuff to do.
No. First of all, there was no talk. Although we've had that. I've banned Han in the past over the years.
I deserved it.
Yeah. Okay, so we're not completely giving up on you. I assume
dear listener. Wherever you are. Even if you don't exist, we're still talking to you.
So this is what we got to talk about. We've got to talk about what movies going on. We got to talk about books. We talk about games. We've got to talk about sex toys. But should we go to the big segment?
Our heavy hitter.
The one that you can win money in.
The only.
Fabulous five. What?
Fakey five, wherein we read five facts, five tidbits,
five riddles.
five.
And we have to do it in 5 seconds.
We read a list to you and the other host. And they try to figure out which of the five are not real. We've made up one. We've added one. We've shoved one in there that does not belong.
Four real,
one fakey.
It could be any position. Mine's in the first position this week.
Ooh, kinky.
What? Okay, who goes first? High card.
I pick out a card. You don't know what it is. What did you pick?
Han goes first.
I go first.
He picks a 7, I pick a 6.
Okay, take the 7.
Now, should we add...
Those of you at home.
Let's add our monetary... Let's each be able to win something. Like
what?
A toonie.
This is how you want to improve the show. By putting our money...
Yes, let's make it more like emotional.
We already have the $1 million challenge. What is it called?
We're playing for $2 this episode. If I guess it right... I Hans to give me $2. If he guesses it right, I got to give him $2.
What if we both guess it wrong or right?
Then there's no money exchange. Come on. Jesus. Okay. What is the topic? Or
well, I'm a bit out of practice, I'm afraid, my friend Dave. So I went and scraped the bottom of the barrel on this one. Unlike other fakies.
It's about oil?
This one I had to search high and low on the internet, near and far, warm and cold, dry and dry.
Heave.
Here are, I'm going to read you five of these
oh,
are in the
God.
Top 10
okay.
global search terms on PornMD, which apparently is some kind of porn
hold
search
on,
website.
Slow down. PornMD, oh, it's like a...
It's like a porn
Google for porn.
Yeah, exactly.
Not has nothing to do with MD. It's just a funny...
Has nothing to do with Google. Don't sue us.
No, wait, but it has nothing to do with medical doctors. It's just a joke.
MD is medical doctor?
Like, there's WebMD, you know, right? So it's not medical-themed pornos, right?
Okay. No, I think it's just...
Is enema part of this?
So I'm going to read you five of the terms. They're just like words that
okay.
people are around the world. It's all aggregated. They just released a list
okay, so
lately.
Most of these I know are already coming from India.
They're all
go
English.
On.
And one of them
it's a single
is
word.
Not in the top 10. And this is just random.
Hold on.
They're single words. They're not
the one that's
term.
On the top 10. Is it 11 or something?
No. It's not even in the... I don't know where it is.
Could it be 11?
I guess in theory. But the okay. ones I'm going to read you are going to be much higher. They're not going to be like...
But you don't know if it's much higher, though.
Okay, well.
So I'm supposed to pick the least highest.
Okay, the least highest. The least popular global search term.
Okay.
You're going to have to get in the minds of sweaty young teens everywhere.
Young teens. Those are the best ones.
That's not one of the terms.
I'm going to jail.
Okay. So here are the five terms.
Just to clarify, I'm not into young teens or even old teens. Go on. Wait,
funnily
when
enough,
does teens stop? At 19?
Yes.
Okay.
Go number on. One, teen. Number two, amateur. Number three, backdoor. Number four, mom. And number five, compilation. Which I assume means a lot of
hold on.
Little ones.
Is mom together. With a question mark?
The way I see it, it is. But no.
Do you not have noise? Is someone sawing something?
There's no punctuation.
Is that Simon? Simon? Okay, so it was Asian?
No.
No, wait.
I didn't say.
Hold on, let me try to remember them. Teen, compilation, mom, backdoor. That's four of them. I should win a prize. I should get $2 if I can remember the last one. And fisting?
No.
Okay.
Starts with an A.
Anal.
Amateur.
Amateur. Okay. I'm going to say... You're going to try to trick me. Okay. I'll tell you the ones that I think are on it. Amateur.
Okay.
As usual, I'm going to now, as I do, I reject amateur.
I guess people, they don't want to see professionals.
So, teen mom... Compilation.
Wait, is this one whole search? Is this a movie?
Teen Mom compilation and Boondock or something?
Backdoor.
Backdoor. I'm going to say Backdoor is a fakie.
You are correct, sir.
I won $2! Or did I? Because now I got to do mine. Any idea where my phone... Okay, here we go.
It does... I don't know. Maybe I made it too easy.
Okay. I'm going to now tell you, Han, if you do not mind, and I hope you don't, because we're here to do this.
I don't mind. I don't mind.
I'm going to give you five... Sorry, I'm going to give you four actual song titles that are voted by someone who makes lists of the worst song titles. And all of them on the list had a link to the actual video or something of the song. These are all legit. These are real songs.
But this person is just rating them based on the title.
Yeah, titles, song titles. Four are real, one is fakey.
So wait, the fakey one, did you Google it to see if it was a song?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you ready?
But it still could be a song somewhere.
No, I doubt it.
Okay, go
it
on.
It would have has no matches. Like exact, it has to have an exact match to be a song.
Okay. Well, Google doesn't know about it.
Oh, God. Number one.
Go on with your little test.
Number one. If you can't live without me, why aren't you dead yet?
Believe it.
There's some punctuation in this. Question mark. Number two. Get your tongue out of my mouth, because I'm kissing you goodbye.
And that's how are they even saying that?
That's an apostrophe, cuz. Okay. Number three. I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart. Should I sing these or just say them?
It stinks.
It stinks. Number four.
That was three, yeah.
Let me count the ways to get inside you, comma, sweet darling. And number five, I like bananas, and then in parentheses, because they have no bone. I'll repeat them again.
How is that a song?
It
doesn't even rhyme.
Number one, if you can't live without me, why aren't you dead yet? Number two, get your tongue out of my mouth, because I'm kissing you goodbye. Number three, I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart. Number four, let me count the ways to get inside you, sweet darling. And number five, I like bananas because they have no bone.
Okay, I'm going to right now just cut off one and two, because I feel like those two... I understand the sentiment there, even though it doesn't make any sense. And no
is it
one
because
would
of your relationships that. So you're eliminating. If you can't live without me, why aren't you dead yet? And get your tongue out of my mouth, because I'm kissing you goodbye.
These are by the same guy who made the movie. You know, these are the same songs whose titles were made by the same guy who made the film "Stop or My Mom Will Shoot." I feel like that's very much that kind of feeling. It's just so ridiculous.
Okay,
statement.
So we've now turned into a fakey three. I'll summarize.
Three was
you got your bathroom flush from the bathroom. You got the ways to get inside you, and the bananas with no bone.
Okay, so it's between bananas and the flushing. No,
it's always between them, really.
No, Sweet Darling is definitely... Okay, I'm going to say the Sweet Darling one.
Fuck you!
Yes!
How did you get that?
I sniffed it out. Those other two were too crazy.
Wow. What are too crazy?
Banana, but there's
that
no bone.
That was too normal?
That's just insane.
It is the most normal of all of them. It was just one minor
There's no bone
pun.
In a banana?
It's just a pun. All I did was have a minor little pun. I should have made it more... Like, these are so outrageous. I should have went completely outrageous.
Yeah, yours was slightly more...
Like, I should have called it Monkey Fart Parade.
Yeah, maybe.
That would have got you, I think.
Could have.
Damn it. So now I don't even get $2.
So we're even, Stevens.
Should we explain
five?
That? What happened here? It stopped. Oh, God. Continue. So we've lost an unknown amount because there's no units. There's no...
What? No, it might have been recording this whole time.
Okay. Wait, maybe because...
Wait, are you in song? Why is it slowing down?
I don't know what's going on. I tried to clear this up earlier, but we voted, and the audience wanted us to continue.
Oh, my God.
The funny thing is, you said the yeas have it, which would have been to pause.
I did.
Okay, well, I think we're pretty much done. Is this, are we going to keep going? We don't even know what's recording
anymore.
Okay,
so here's the deal. Please let us know. Give us some feedback.
No one's...
We're going to open up channels. We're going to find more holes for you to fill with your feedback.
And tongue.
We'll get on the Twitters. We'll get on the Facebooks.
We won't. We're doing none of these things.
We'll get a new website.
You're in charge of that.
I'll get a new assistant.
Good.
And
this may be my last episode.
Hopefully, we can come up with a plan, and it will come together.
But vote early and vote often.
Yes, there's no limit to voting. So,
what are they voting on?
Whether we should continue the show.
Okay.
Right now we're -2.
So we don't think ourselves. We should continue.
I'm not saying it's us.
Okay, any final parting thought or a song or anything you want to hum?
It was a show. Thanks for listening in.
And I think this show proves my point.
Good stuff can come from anywhere.
Good night, everybody. Don't drink and drive, and watch out for bed bugs.